Leaders of the Alpine School District are asking for support from Utah Valley residents on November 8th. Voters will decide on a proposed $387 million bond for district expansion and renovation. KUER's Lee Hale reports.
District officials released an animated video to explain the proposed bond.
This is the Lewis family, and like you, they live in the Alpine School District.
And the Lewis family has some concerns.
Well, the kids are worried about their schools being too crowded. Mom and Dad Lewis are worried about their kids not getting the right attention with so many students.
That worry is legitimate. In the next 4 years, the district will increase by over 5,000 students. But here's the real question on the minds of the Lewises.
How will this bond impact the Lewis family's property taxes? The bond will do a number of things, but the one thing it won't do is raise property taxes.
You know, how can you issue $387 million of debt and not raise taxes?
Robert Smith is assistant superintendent of Alpine School District, and he's been getting this question a lot these days. Smith says the bond works a lot like a mortgage on a house, and it's made possible by commercial and residential growth in northern Utah Valley. Just this past year, property value increased by almost $2 billion. That value softens the blow of taxes, but there's still a cost.
Well, if the bond didn't pass, obviously, taxes would go down. We say that right up front.
So, in a state known for the lowest spending per pupil in the country, is this a tough sell?
For the majority of people, no. We did some independent surveys, and the surveys were very positive.
Smith says they understand the need. And if they do vote to approve the bond, it'll lead to 9 new schools, 4 school rebuilds, 10 renovations, and more land acquisition. Perhaps that will be enough to ease the minds of the Lewis family. Lee Hale, KUER News.